coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube.
40, 45, 50, he's in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! It's a one-play drive!
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Was that a nice start to the preseason or what? The Pat Shurmur era begins with a little bit of offensive excitement, maybe a lot of offensive excitement, and we're going to talk plenty about that on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Colt McCoy stops by the studio to discuss his impressive game. Former Browns quarterback Bernie Kosar makes the first of his two weekly visits. And we'll also be breaking down Saturday night's game with Doug Deacon, of course, from the Browns Radio Network, and Andrew Catalan, who is handling the play-by-play for Channel 3's preseason television coverage. You know you can ask questions of me via our Ask Vic feature on our official Facebook page and also through our official Twitter page. And Adam from Facebook asks, what do you think of Jordan Norwood after his strong receiving performance Saturday night? Does he have a good chance of making the team and becoming a top three or four receiver? You know, Adam, I thought Jordan handled himself very well. Ran good routes, used his strength and athleticism to his advantage, caught the ball well. To me, it was a continuation of the consistently effective work that Norwood had done through training camp practices. With Mohamed Masakoi out of the lineup, Norwood, probably as much as anyone, has been one of the guys to really capitalize on that opportunity to get more reps in practice. And I think he does have a decent shot of being in that top four group at a very competitive position. Still early, you know, lots of practices to be had and more games to be played, but he's off to a really good start. Of course, for more of my takes, you can visit on the ClevelandBrowns.com website, Carucci's Corner. Check out my daily blog there. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We post a question, a different one each day, a poll question. And today's is, help us with the game balls from Saturday night's game. Who gets the game ball? Well, Colt McCoy is one choice. Joshua Cribbs, another one. Titus Brown, Ben Watson, or others. Pick your own and give us a reason why you're making those selections. Remember, if you can't catch this show on ESPN 850 WKNR, go to ClevelandBrowns.com and listen to it live. All right, in a couple of minutes, a conversation with former Browns quarterback Bernie Kosar, making his weekly Monday visit here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, ESPN 850 WKNR.
Get the value you're looking for at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Lease the fuel-efficient Ford Fusion or Escape for $199 a month. Your choice, 2012 Fusion or Escape for only $199. With outstanding value, quality, and technology, it's no surprise Ford is the best-selling brand in America. Large selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick.
Recognize that sound? That's your heart racing when law enforcement catches you for drunk driving. Truth is, it's happening more and more these days. Cops are cracking down all across America. If you drive drunk, it's more likely than ever you will get caught and you will be arrested. So don't take any chances. If you're drunk, do not get behind the wheel. And maybe you could avoid feeling like this. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
At First Merit Bank, getting to know our customers is important to us. So how do we do it? Well, it's simple. By listening, learning, understanding your business, and by turning all those things into a real, roll-up-our-sleeves, working-together-to-achieve-your-future-goals kind of relationship. So let's start now. Hey, how about that game? Let's get to know each other. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
Hey, Browns fans. Your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your waste. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game days. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources and the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
Convenience is the name of the game, and this is Doug Deacon. When I bought my car, I went directly to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. The dealership is just minutes away from Cleveland Browns Stadium, and when I get my car serviced, Well, they come pick it up and give me a courtesy car. How easy is that? It's also nice to know if my car gets tackled, they offer the most service technicians and a certified collision center so I can get back on the road in no time. Take it from me. Go to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. Nothing but the best. Check them out online at MercedesBedford.com. Mercedes-Benz of Bedford, a Penske automotive dealership.
Announcing more airlines and lower fares for Northeast Ohio. Go to ClickSaveFly.com to find out how you can save and just how close Pittsburgh International Airport is. Paris, France, just got a little closer. Global business travel just got easier. Free Wi-Fi and nonstop flights to Europe at Pittsburgh International Airport. Right now at ClickSaveFly.com, Northeast Ohio can find more airlines and some of the lowest holiday vacation fares since the year 2000. Sign up for fare alerts at ClickSaveFly.com.
As proud partners of the Cleveland Indians, BP is excited to give fans the opportunity to get two tickets to a game at Progressive Field. Stop by any participating BP station in the Cleveland area and fuel up with 10 gallons of gas or more to receive a fill-up card with a special code. When you collect five codes, you can enter them online for a password good for two tickets to an Indians game. It's a great opportunity to get out and enjoy all the little things that make baseball in Cleveland so special, like the spectacular views of downtown. And just as the little things make a big difference for Cleveland baseball, BP is focusing on the little things that make a big difference for you too, like offering quality gasoline with Invigorate that helps clean and protect critical engine parts. So hurry and get in the game for your chance to experience Indians baseball in person. It's our little way of saying thanks for being a loyal customer and fan. To learn more, stop by your local BP station today. BP, official fuel provider of the Cleveland Indians.
Open to legal residents 18 and over. Full terms and conditions and redemption details available at participating BP stations in the Cleveland, Ohio metro area or bpindiansbaseball.com. Program scheduled to end on 8/30/11. Tickets and codes available while supplies last. Void were prohibited.
Hi, this is Colt McCoy. You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily. This segment is driven by Liberty Ford. Attention, Browns fans. Browns 2011 single-game tickets are on sale now. To purchase yours today, call Ticketmaster at 800-745-3000 or visit ClevelandBrowns.com.
Bernie, Bernie, oh yeah, how you can throw.
All right, Bernie Kosar, you saw him Saturday night, Channel 3's television coverage of the preseason opener against the Green Bay Packers. He joins us right now. Bernie, welcome.
Hey, it was good to be here with you, and thank you for the tip. What you said in the pregame show, to look out for Titus Brown. Certainly was a guy who took advantage of a lot of snaps the other day at the linebacker position, and you tipped off all the listeners and viewers to that in the pregame show. Well, thanks.
Well, that was nice. I mean, you know, he's been, and if you've been out at practice, as many of us there on a daily basis are seeing, he's a guy that you just have to notice, Bernie. He makes himself a person that you look at. He's a hard hitter. He's around the football. The big questions on this football team, and it isn't just one question, but the one I guess I keep hearing over and over is, you know, who is going to be stepping in there and giving them some depth at that linebacker spot? I think Titus Brown has a really good shot to provide good depth.
Yeah, absolutely. And like we had said during the week last week, this first and second preseason game is a real opportunity for some of the guys down on the depth chart, some of the names aren't maybe household names, to get themselves out on the field and kind of make some plays to show that they belong in the NFL, because the first two games, especially without the OTAs, without the mini camps this year, this is really their only chance to show people that they deserve to be an NFL player.
I guess, Bernie, after so many years of watching NFL preseason football, I've come to have very low expectations in general about preseason play, but in particular that opening preseason game. Did that one exceed your expectations mostly from the Browns' offensive perspective?
Yeah, I think you're right. That is, typically the first couple games, there's things that you kind of brush aside. I think with the way the CBA went this year and the potential we had in our minds for potential lockouts and no football, it's kind of made us appreciate the opportunity to just have football. And I think Coach Shermer, Colt McCoy, even before the game, was saying the right things, and that it's really important to not get too high, but to not get too low. after a given preseason game. I certainly feel better, though, and I think we all would concur, that it's better to be on the side that we feel this Monday morning after a really solid performance by the first team units on both offense and defense.
I mean, one thing that's pretty clear, certainly it's true with any offense, the offense that you ran, the offense that other teams ran and run, that rhythm and consistency are what we're looking for from an offense. It seems to me, especially, though, in this West Coast attack, that quarterback becomes such a maestro when he's in a groove and when he's seeing things and feeling things unfolding and then on timing, on rhythm, releasing that ball so quickly to his various targets. I mean, that's what I saw from Colt McCoy in ways that I didn't think I'd see this soon, that he's found that groove. Is it fair to say that that's what was happening in this ball game, or is it too early to say that?
Well, I think Colt McCoy showed, and Coach Shurmur showed, a fantastic ability to mix the ball up, to be able to not only run and pass with a good ratio, but to throw the ball short, to throw the ball deep. And I don't think for three series of play you could get any more from your first-team quarterback and your first-team offense.
Yeah, definitely. And the thing that in the last 48 hours, you know, going around town and running into people wherever it might be, coffee shop, restaurants, when the subject comes up, or they'll see that I've got my Brown shirt on, you know, the conversation just quickly, I mean, this was after one preseason game, and the conversation quickly jumps into, how about that game Saturday night? How about Colt McCoy? How about that offense? And hearing people kind of gush about how exciting it was to watch that offense. Now, part of me, you know, I want to put on the caution lights and say it's one preseason game. It was a brief performance, a quarter plus slightly in a preseason game. But the other part of me says, you know, enjoy this, because I get it that you've watched this football team, especially maybe these last couple of years and last year, where there was very little in the way of offensive excitement. I mean, certainly you could have fun watching Peyton Hillis pound his way through and pound his way onto the cover of Madden Football, watch Ben Watson catch some passes, but that spark, that excitement was lacking. Now people seem to think that there's a good promise of that.
Yeah, I think that the fans and the players and the whole locker room, when you have a positive game like that and everybody makes plays, whether it's Peyton Hillis, as you point out, coming off of the Madden cover, or the receivers who, even myself, have been talking a lot about, are able to make plays like that. The tight ends have been dominant all through camp, and to see just everybody add and contribute to the playmaking and the success of putting points on the board, it is a good feeling to have, especially at this point in training camp.
Former Browns quarterback Bernie Kosar joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Bernie, what was your biggest takeaway? I mean, something that, say, you went into this game either looking for or, you know, hoping to see that you did see, or maybe you didn't see. I mean, when it was all said and done, what stuck with you the most?
Well, first, so many different positive things transpired Saturday night. And to be able to get so many different things, whether it's the fantastic play of the offense and Colt McCoy, and you tipped this off of last week also about how outstanding the O-line has been playing. The offensive line for this early in preseason to handle those double A-gap blitzes that Dom Capers was doing against the Browns on Saturday night truly was fantastic. To see Alex Mack in the middle anchoring a real solid offensive line and handling and keeping the middle of the pocket so stout.
Yeah, that line that jumped out at me too, and we were saying it during the course of training camp for a couple of weeks. You could see how well this unit played, and look, it's not a surprise, shouldn't be a surprise to us, that a Joe Thomas will be a dominant, consistent player who will keep people away from the quarterback, and Alex Mack would be pretty good. But I think, too, watching others on that line perform as well as they did and hold their own, and you got a couple of guys who are coming off of injuries, you know, or dealing with, in Tony Pascio's case, dealing with a serious injury from last year, it just impressed me. And Dom Capers didn't, you know, he may not have thrown everything, including the kitchen sink, at McCoy or at the quarterbacks, but he certainly was reasonably aggressive.
Yeah, Dom Capers did, for a typical preseason game, threw a lot more at teams than they're used to usually seeing. And again, just being less than 2 weeks into training camp, to be able to handle it with that level of efficiency and consistency is definitely a positive takeaway for the Cleveland Browns right now.
You know, the last thing I wanted to hit you with as well, Byrne, is in terms of the coaching, Pat Shurmur and his staff. Yes, it starts out with 12 guys on the field for the first snap, and then you started saying, uh-oh, and they call the timeout, of course, before they get the penalty. So that's a head-up play there, but you never want to see timeouts have to be wasted that way. But really, the glitches in terms of the functioning of the team personnel, when you're talking about a roster as large as it is at the start of the preseason, I thought went surprisingly well for a new, even though these aren't all new coaches, but a new coaching staff together.
Yeah, they handled kind of the schematics and the game time conditions, whether it's the challenge that he had that was overruled, a completion down there by the 3-yard line that the Packers had, to not having any delay of the game penalties or delay of the game type timeouts. It's just the preparation and discipline all around was very, very impressive and very efficient for the first game.
Great stuff, Bernie. As always, I look forward to talking with you later in the week, and we'll look ahead to the next preseason game against the Lions.
Sounds good. Let's get everybody out there Friday nights. Root us on.
Sounds great. All right, that is Bernie Kosar joining us, as he always does here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Up next, a conversation with Colt McCoy. Stick around for more on ESPN 850 WKNR.
ESPN Cleveland's traffic.
271 northbound is slow between Forbes and Solon Road. Interbelt southbound is slowing down at Carnegie. You're going to find they've expanded the movie shooting area. It's now East 9th between Bolivar and Euclid. And on and off, they'll be closing between East 6th and East 12th parts of Euclid Avenue. Heavier traffic for you also is going to be a factor as you're making your way on Route 2 between Route 44 and Route 535 down to one lane each direction. I'm Libby Rhodes, ESPN 850 WKNR traffic.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
It's a touchdown at Quaker Steak and Lube. Tackle a bucket of our best wings USA, sauced your way, or grab our signature inch thick cut onion rings.
Great times, great food.
Visit a Quaker Steak and Lube location near you.
Hi, I'm Doug Deacon, and I don't like anything standing in my way of getting me where I'm going. CLE parking is always a big hit with me when I fly. When I'm in a rush, I use the convenient CLE valet service or their outbound taxis to get me on the move. CLE, going places.
As proud partners of the Cleveland Indians, BP is excited to give fans the opportunity to get 2 tickets to a game at Progressive Field. Stop by any participating BP station in the Cleveland area and fuel up with 10 gallons of gas or more to receive a fill-up card with a special code. When you collect 5 codes, you can enter them online for a password good for 2 tickets to an Indians game. It's a great opportunity to get out and enjoy all the little things that make baseball in Cleveland so special, like the spectacular views of downtown. And just as the little things make a big difference for Cleveland baseball, BP is focusing on the little things make a big difference for you too, like offering quality gasoline with Invigorate that helps clean and protect critical engine parts. So hurry and get in the game for your chance to experience Indians baseball in person. It's our little way of saying thanks for being a loyal customer and fan. To learn more, stop by your local BP station today. BP, official fuel provider of the Cleveland Indians.
Open to legal residents 18 and over. Full terms and conditions and redemption details available at participating BP stations in the Cleveland, Ohio metro area or bpindiansbaseball.com. Program scheduled to end on 8/30/11. Tickets and codes available while supplies last. Void were prohibited.
Hi, I'm Doug Deacon, and I don't like anything standing in my way of getting me where I'm going. CLE parking is always a big hit with me when I fly. When I'm in a rush, I use the convenient CLE valet service or their outbound taxis to get me on the move.
CLE.
Going places.
We are back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. Folks, this year, don't fumble your home improvement projects with another company. Hand it off to the winning team at Universal Windows Direct. Since 2002, Universal has been Cleveland's number one pick for quality vinyl replacement windows. And this month, you'll score with $200 off energy-efficient windows or free triple paint. Plus, you can go long with 0% financing for up to 24 months, and you may still be eligible for the 2011 Energy Tax Credit. For a free estimate, call 216-518-8900. With Universal Windows Direct, you'll be saying, I love my windows. Well, he had a big game Saturday night, completed 9 of 10 passes, looked very sharp running that West Coast offense. Colt, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Well, so we take this to Saturday night and a performance that I think everyone is still talking about for sure. How good did it feel for you out there?
Well, I thought there's a couple things. One is I felt like we went out into the game first drive and established some tempo, and that's kind of what we had been working on in practice. And, you never know what's going to happen when you get into a game. But, initially we wanted to create some tempo, move the ball, and I felt like, that starts up front with offensive line, and they did a tremendous job, and we moved the ball. And, that's always a positive when you're going into the first game, kind of a gauge to see where you're at. And, for the most part, I felt like we executed well. There's definitely some things that, we can go back and watch on tape and learn from. But, I think the most important thing for us is, in 1 week from the scrimmage that we had against each other till that game, we made a lot of progress. And, we're going to have to make those jumps week to week.
How does that happen? I mean, it's one thing to say that you're out there working at it and trying to make it happen, but in your mind specifically, what were the progress points that you sort of knew how to define that in a short amount of time allowed you to look as smooth as that looked Saturday night?
Yeah, practice is like gold. You go out there and you make your mistakes out on the field. We haven't had OTAs or mini camps or rookie camps to really go out there and make mistakes and learn from them. We're doing it right now. And so, things that we mess up on right now are easily correctable. They're fixable. It may be, spacing from a receiver, lining up the right way. One of the reasons the West Coast works is when you're all spaced out, you can go through a progression and find the open guy. So each day we're out there, we've got to continue to get better, to learn. We're still installing a few things and we understand, we're not patting ourselves on the back. We've got some work to do and even like today, it was crucial for us to go out there today after, a big win, we played well, to really go out there, put our helmets back on, strap back up, and get better. And, I felt like we did that.
And, Colt, because a lot of people made this assumption, and I guess I'd be one of them, that work that you did on your own as players, having those camp Colts, that the result of something like that was Saturday night, that you guys weren't completely unprepared, even though you didn't work with coaches in the off season.
Yeah, I certainly think it helps, and in its own way, obviously we need coaches and we need work, but we did spend a lot of time this summer working and meeting, going over tape, going over our playbooks, and I think, what we did Saturday night was a lot of the foundations of the West Coast, those things that you have to be able to execute and go do at any point in any game. And, we did everything pretty smooth. We operated well, and now we just got to keep building. Build off of that. Don't really sit back and think, oh, man, we played well, and, we're going to do that. I think I'll be the first to tell you, we've got work to do, and we've got to make that jump week to week.
Were you seeing about as much as you expected in the way of the blitz pressure that Dom Capers and that defense can bring, or was it a little less or more or what?
No, it was, they brought pressure. Every third down they were bringing somebody, whether they were in nickel or they were in base. Charles Woodson didn't play. He's a lot of the stuff that they do revolves around him. But, they pressured us. They brought some cross blitzes. I thought the line did a great job of kind of sifting those out. And, I said after the game, if our offensive line can compete and play well and establish that tempo early, we've got a chance. So hats off to them. And you know, as a team, as a whole, we just got to keep working.
Browns quarterback Colt McCoy joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. In terms of how you distributed the football and, you know, watching in practice in those couple of weeks leading up to it, certainly the tight ends were getting a whole lot of action from you in practice, a lot of catches, and certainly they were a major part of what we saw Saturday night. But it looked like the receivers, and you were finding so much with Joshua Cribbs, and you were targeting Greg Little. Just discuss a little bit about that ability to get the ball in the hands of your wideouts in the game.
Yeah, you know, I said it earlier, you know, the West Coast is all about, you know, finding an open guy, going through a progression, and if everybody's spaced out the way we're supposed to be, we got a chance. And, you know, I thought the receivers did a great job. We were seeing a lot of man. Green Bay played a lot of man, especially with their pressures, and guys were able to get open. You know, I got Greg a couple times. Caught Robo across the middle one time. And then, you know, one of the advantages for us is if they decide to play a safety or a linebacker on our tight ends, you got to give them a chance to win. You know, you throw a good ball in there, a big, you know, to a big target like Ben or Evan or Alex Smith, those guys, you got a chance. And, you know, we created some mismatches during that game that I think we took advantage of. You know, I hit Ben a couple times, one down the middle. You know, we just got to continue to play, continue to work, and I think Pat is doing a tremendous job of, and the assistant coaches, of really knowing the things that we need to work on, the little things, seeing things on tape. Hey, you know, this is not right. We executed it, but we can be better. And, you know, those are the things that we're really focusing on. And again, you know, it's okay. That was the first game. To have that under our belt, yeah, that's great, but you know, we're not satisfied. We got to keep going.
And you kept your composure. That first play obviously went awry, and the lateral, whatever.
Right.
You know, first of all, you did that. I know instinctively it looked like, but from that point on, it just seemed like that never happened. You from your next play on, it just seemed like that just didn't happen.
Yeah. Sometimes you just got to have a short memory. You know, there's going to be plays where the defense wins in every game. You know, there's going to be bad plays. You know, we may turn the ball over, something sudden change, and you got to have a short memory. Let those things go and play for the next play and understand, hey, defense is going to win plays sometimes, but we've got to win more.
You mentioned Pat Shurmur and of course, Mark Whipple, the other assistants who are on the offensive side who have done, it looks like, a terrific job preparing you guys. In terms of this, your understanding of this offense, based on what you ran at Texas, based on what you ran as a rookie with the Browns last year and what you're running now, can you just, in as best you can in layman's terms, just define what the major differences are for you in terms of your progressions and the way you're looking and what you're seeing compared to the two offenses you ran previously?
Yeah. I would say, you know, the more plays I get under my belt here right now, I feel more and more comfortable. What we're doing now is, a lot of the same things that I did in college. The foundations of my offense in college was the West Coast and the way it was taught, you know, the progressions. Those things are very similar. Now, the words, you know, how we called it, those things are obviously, you know, a lot different. The West Coast now is pretty wordy. You know, sometimes plays, you know, can get up into 20 syllables and stuff. So lots of concentration, lots of focus. Compared to last year, you know, I've been so in tune to what we're doing right now and so deep studying in the playbook and, you know, watching tape and going out on the field and executing these things that I forgot a lot of the things that we did last year and I'm really focused on now. So, you know, I feel comfortable with how we're running it, what we're doing. It feels natural to me. Obviously, I'll be the first to tell you, I'm still growing, still learning. I've got a lot of work to do myself. But I do feel comfortable and you know, each day my goal is to go out and, you know, get better.
What's the wordiest play you got in there?
we've got some long ones. We do, you know. We got double right stack, flanker short, 24X corner, Z comeback, flanker drive.
Okay. And yeah, and remember about how many of those that you
I'll
have?
I'll probably jack that play up anyways because I don't have it on a script right here in front of me. But, you know, there's a lot of words, but it's good. You know, I like it because every person is going to know exactly what to do.
Sure.
And, you know, if I tell them exactly what to do, I'll know what they're doing, and, you know, we just play.
Detroit's coming up. Second game, of course, second preseason game, Friday night. You know what they present in terms of the headline, so to speak, and that is Ndamukong Suh and that big, tough defensive line. When you see him taking an Andy Dalton and trying to toss him around like a rag doll, how do you look at that as another quarterback?
I don't pay attention to that. You know, I trust those guys in front of me. The offensive line, they work their butt off. You know, and if you focus on that too much, you know, you're done. My eyes got to be downfield, focusing on progression and you know, where my receivers are going to be. And, you know, I trust those five guys in front of me. And you know, I know they're working really hard. So we're excited to see where we're at. It's definitely going to be a good challenge, a good test for us early on here in the preseason. So it's just day-to-day for us. You know, we go out and prepare and focus and, you know, we'll be fine.
What's the biggest thing you want to see from preseason game one to preseason game two for you and for this offense?
Well, I don't want there to be any setback. You know, I think that's what we preached today. Hey, establish that tempo. You keep going. You know, on a day like today, you can kind of really see, you know, kind of what your team's all about. You know, it's kind of muggy outside, rainy. There wasn't any fans out there because we weren't sure if we were going to be inside or outside. And on a day like today, you can kind of see the character of your team. And if you are you going to, you know, put the pads on and go out and work and get better after, you know, a pretty good win the night before? Or are you kind of going to be satisfied and, you know, kind of go out there and just go through the motion? And we're not accepting that at all. You know, I felt like today was good. We went out and got some good work in and got better.
Great stuff. Colt, thank you very much.
All right, thanks.
All right, that is Colt McCoy, Browns quarterback, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Get the value you're looking for at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Lease the fuel-efficient Ford Fusion or Escape for $199 a month. Your choice, 2012 Fusion or Escape for only $199. With outstanding value, quality, and technology, it's no surprise Ford is the best-selling brand in America. Large selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take a move.
We've been voted festival favorite at the National Buffalo Wing Festival. Visit Quaker Steak and Lube for our best wings USA, sauced your way.
Great times, great food. Too quick to
stay. Visit a Quaker Steak and Lube location near you.
Summer is the perfect time to get your car looking great. Visit Z-Bart for sizzling summer savings. Now save $30 off Z-Bart window tint or get your car professionally detailed for only $89.95. Visit Z-Bart.com for locations near you.
ESPN Cleveland halftime deals are now available, so don't miss out. Log on to ESPNCleveland.com and click on the halftime logo to purchase gift cards to some of Cleveland's top dining and entertainment venues for half off. Right now, grab a $50 gift card to the Corner Alley or Rivals Sports Grill for only $25. Or get a $200 gift card to Deer Pass Golf Course for only $100. Be sure to grab yours today. Restrictions apply. See ESPNCleveland.com for details.
The action stays hot this summer at Northfield Park with live harness racing four nights a week. Post time is 7 p.m. every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. Watch and wager the Northfield Oval up close in the state-of-the-art trackside lounge or reserve a table in Lady Luck's glass-enclosed and air-conditioned clubhouse. Enjoy a mouth-watering dinner buffet open every night with live racing. For schedules and info, visit northfieldpark.com. Northfield Park, where every 19 minutes the place goes crazy, and tell them the Roadman sent you.
Doug Deacon here for Infinity of Bedford. Located in the heart of Bedford's Auto Mile, Infinity of Bedford is the number one Infinity store in Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, and Indiana for the last 4 years. They have the largest selection of Infinities and have more service technicians than anyone else to take care of your Infinity. They have pickup service at your home or office and a fleet of loan vehicles to use while you have your Infinity service. To find your next Infinity or for service, visit InfinityofBedford.com. Infinity of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
Hey, the Roadman, Kenny Rhoda here. If you're concerned about your hair loss, then call the experts at Hairline Clinic, 1-800-GET-HAIR, or go online at hairline.com for more information.
ESPN Cleveland Sports Center.
It's brought to you by Nemacolin Woodlands Resort. How will you spend your summer vacation? Three simple words,
Nemacolin.com. Well, the Browns got a little bit more depth at the running back position. Montario Hardesty participated in team drills for the first time since injuring that knee last preseason. He worked out with the second team offense, took some running plays, also caught some balls out of the backfield. Wide receiver Muhammad Massaqua was out of his walking boot and in regular shoes today. Coach Shermer says he could be back in practice soon. Also sitting out of practice today was tight end Ben Watson, linebackers Chris Gokong and Scott Fujita, safety Usama Young, and T.J. Ward. Now, T.J. Ward has a tooth issue, said that his face was swollen. He went to see a dentist today, should be back in practice this week. The Indians are off today. They open a series with the White Sox in Chicago tomorrow night. They're currently 2.5 games behind the Detroit Tigers for first place in the AL Central. More Cleveland Browns Daily coming up next. I'm Will Burge.
All right, some time to review Saturday night's game against the Green Bay Packers, to hand out some game balls. And joining me now are Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network. Welcome, Doug.
Welcome. Thank you.
All right. And how about Andrew Catalan? Of course, he's joining us by phone, but he handled the play-by-play for KYC's coverage, filling in for Jimmy Donovan. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me back, Vic. Really appreciate it.
All right, guys. So we saw what we saw Saturday night, and I think what we saw was a lot of good stuff, to say the least, or encouraging stuff. What were your biggest takeaways, Doug?
Well, I think the fact that in 10 practices they were able to digest a lot of the offense, and the execution was pretty smooth. I mean, they looked like a team that had been together a lot longer in this offense than just 10 days. And I think, you know, defensively, the Packers, the second series, they came out in a no huddle. And, you know, they're learning a new defense and trying to communicate out there on the field. And they did a good job of that. So I think you got to give hats off to Pat Shermer and his staff for, you know, putting that kind of product on the field in such a short time.
Andrew, the biggest storyline, of course, was the performance of Colt McCoy and how comfortable and smooth he looked. How surprised were you by that?
You know, what was most impressive to me, Vic, was really the tempo that Colt ran that offense. I mean, it was very crisp. They were working with a plan. It really seemed that everyone was on the same page, which, as Doug said, is very impressive considering they've only had a couple of weeks together. I thought Colt was great. I think every part of that offense worked well. We knew the offensive line was good. They did a great job. The receivers all caught the balls that were thrown their way. Josh Cribbs with a touchdown. There's been a lot of questions about how he would really transition to that full-time receiver role. He made a great grab for that score. And the running game, especially out of the backfield, making catches, Hillis, Brandon Jackson. There's a lot of positives for that offense here last Saturday night.
You know, the thing I wanted to see more than anything was just kind of a consistent comfort level. I mean, we saw Colt early in camp, and certainly it looked as if he was a guy trying to find his way. Practice after practice, you saw ups and downs. You saw days when he was pretty sharp and other days when it looked like it was a little difficult. And as it went on, I think what was becoming clear is he was sustaining to some degree a little bit of information overload. And then when they were pulling some things back a little bit and making the focus just on here are the plays you're going to run against Green Bay, you could see the smile on his face. I mean, he literally was in a zone, and I thought that continued into the game, and it didn't seem like there was anything in that game that was too big for him. And I know he showed those moments during the regular season last year, but I thought, Doug, very encouraging that in his first game, at the very least, you saw comfort. You saw plays, and that's what we want to see, but you saw comfort.
Well, you saw comfort, and yeah, there was no panic, I think, you know, and that starts with, you know, Pat Shermer. But, you know, your first defensive play, you got 12 guys in the field, you call a timeout.
Right.
Your first offensive play, you throw a lateral, and it fortunately goes out of bounds. But it's not like, okay, not, you know, everybody just got all, you know, upset and didn't know what to do.
Right.
They got themselves under control, and they became what they had. The first unit had three series, and they had two touchdowns. I mean, you know, for Colt McCoy to go 90% in his first big show in the West Coast offense, you know, he has got a pretty good grasp of it already, and it's only going to get better, I would think.
And Andrew,
you know what, guys?
Right, yeah.
I was going to say, just to add to that, Vic, you know, so much was made during the lockouts of the Camp Colts, and what's the benefit of these things? Do they really matter? You know what? maybe they were really beneficial to help him develop timing and rhythm with his receivers. Maybe these things did really help out, and we saw that here in the first preseason game.
I don't think there's any question that having that work had to help, had to make a difference to some degree, because we saw that on the field. But I would say, you brought it up, Andrew, the receivers were involved. And what we'd been seeing on the practice field that was most impressive was connecting with tight ends. It looked like the passing game got wider and broader, which is what you need. I mean, the defense was never allowed to try to compress the field on them throughout that game.
Yeah, Ben Watson made a couple of big grabs. You're talking about the tight ends, who, as I told you last week on your show, I think it's a big year for these tight ends. But when you look at the receivers, the guy that stood out the most to me was Jordan Norwood. Also did some special teams returns, but Norwood made three grabs, 36 yards. He had some nice moves in the open field, a nice cutback on one. I think he was the guy that really stood out to me in terms of the receivers that McCoy and this offense had to work with.
Well, they threw to Greg Little five times, but I think the impressive one for him, because, you know, he's been out of football for a year and a half, was on a third down situation. He found the soft spot in the zone over the middle and sat down where, you know, you didn't have all of a sudden a force in one. You know, he got the chains where they needed to be.
And, Deke, we had talked with Coach Shermer before the game. I mean, it was the full intention of this coaching staff to try to target Little, to try to get him heavily involved. And I would assume that's, you got a rookie receiver, you're trying to build some confidence there, right?
Well, you're trying to just get him acclimated to the speed of the game, because, you know, you can go through practice, you can do whatever, but there's nothing like, you know, the real thing. And, you know, and obviously an exhibition game is a little slower than a regular season. And, you know, as, you know, teams start the game plan and things like that, he's going to see things that he hasn't seen. But, you know, the ability to make the adjustments, I think, is a good thing. And the fact that he showed he's, you know, he belonged out there. He didn't look like he was lost.
And, Andrew, one of the things that has been brought up from time to time by fans and others about this West Coast offense is, will there still be room for a dominant running game, the kind that the Browns had last year with Peyton Hillis? My sense is Peyton Hillis will absolutely have his carries, the other backs as well. I thought what Saturday night was indicative of, as much as anything else, is that offense spread some things out. Now you can run some effective running plays.
Yeah, and it all starts up front. I mean, the offensive line did a tremendous job, that first unit, and they've got some depth there too, but that really gives McCoy time. I mean, he had a lot of time to throw the ball on Saturday night. That's a credit to the offensive line, and now he's got choices to make. He can run behind that line, or he can, you know, dump it out in the flat to a Hillis or to a Brandon Jackson, who I think is going to have a big year in this offense. He played in this offense last year in Green Bay. I think that was a big pickup for Tom Heckert. I liked what I saw at Jackson on Saturday night as well. But with this offensive line, which really is the strong point of this Cleveland Browns team right now, that is a huge help for McCoy, because he had a lot of time back there on Saturday, and when he has time, he's a very accurate passer, and to be able to pick apart that D, we saw what this could do for Colt McCoy and the Browns offense this year.
Deke, you and I talked about this O-line, how it's been having a great camp. I don't know that we expected much less than that, but that they've been one of the real stories of this training camp. What did you see Saturday night from that group? Just a continuation of what we saw? Was it even better than you might have anticipated?
Well, I think, you know, the West Coast offense kind of helps your protection a little bit, because the ball comes out a little quicker. But, you know, the thing is, the one thing you want to see in your offensive line is, when you get down to the goal line, can you knock it in? And they got down. Peyton was able to go behind the Pashos and Laval, and they were able to push it in. And the Green Bay is a top five defense. This is, you know, they've got some good run defenders there, and Dom Capers does a good job of giving you problems. And Dom Capers is a guy that's not afraid to blitz in an exhibition game. You know, it's just one of those, you know, this is what we do, this is, you know, our personality, and we're going to do it. And I thought the offensive line handled the blitzes very well. Of course, I think the one concern is still, you know, you've got to find that swing tackle.
Right. And that would absolutely be something that, from a depth standpoint, is very, very necessary, and something I guess they continue to work on. Let's flip it to the defensive side of the ball, guys. We saw a defense that I think did a lot of bending, maybe could have broken a lot more had that first unit Packer offense had stayed on the field. It's a pretty good offense, we know that, with Aaron Rodgers and company.
How about when they took it up, though, to that? Now, you had that three and out in the first drive, but when they took it up to that faster tempo, defense had some issues there.
Well, we talked about that before. I mean, they went to the no huddle, and, you know, you got communication. You're speaking a different language from what you had in the 3-4 and, you know, responsibilities, the defensive assignments. So, you know, they were kind of playing on the fly. And fortunately, you know, you have a DeQuell Jackson and Scott Fujita out there that have been in the system, or, I mean, have Scott has played in a 4-3 defense down in New Orleans. So all of a sudden, you know, nobody panicked. And I thought, you know, that's a potent offense that the Packers have. But with that said, you know, they held their own.
What did you think about that defensive effort, Andrew?
Yeah, I think it was a good stepping stone, a good way to build for the rest of the preseason. I mean, obviously up front, there's so much youth with Taylor and Sheard, and they got to get their feet wet a little bit in a preseason game. I like what I saw at the Quell Jackson. I mean, let's be honest, he's a huge part of this defense this year, and he needs to stay healthy, and he needs to be productive. And you know, after missing almost 2 years with those pectoral injuries, I thought his first game back was a solid one. He made three tackles. He was all over the field in the time that he was out there. Sure, Aaron Rodgers had his way on that one drive, and there's certainly some mistakes that this defense needs to correct. But all in all, I think it's a pretty good first game out for this Dick Geron D.
You know, one of the things that really jumped out, I mean, we know what a priority this team placed on retaining Jamie Mitchell in free agency, and he showed up. I mean, he looked like, obviously he got the sack, but he looked like he was pretty consistent in generating pressure and looking like the kind of player that the Browns valued.
And that was an unknown quality. I mean, when he came in a year ago, you know, he was, you know, he didn't fit in a 3-4 scheme, and he just sat there on the inactive list. Then all of a sudden, you know, when they went to 4-3, his name popped out. Well, this isn't like a first or second round draft pick, but it was a guy that Tom Heckert obviously had saw in film and saw enough that, you know, he said, well, we're going to trade, we're going to get this guy, and we think he can play. And you know, that was the first step for him. You know, but obviously, you know, you've got to see a lot more before you can say, you know, he's our guy.
And I think, too, philosophically, guys, the one thing we know about this defensive scheme of Dick Geron's, there's going to be a lot of two-deep coverage. You go up against a team that has that passing game the way the Packers do, your number one priority is not allow anything really deep. So there will be some areas of the field that you're going to give up some stuff underneath. And again, Ben, you don't want to break, Andrew.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Vic. And you know, the other thing I was thinking about with this defense is that, you know, we heard throughout training camp that Buster Screen has played well and James Dockery was making a name for himself. But how would these guys do when the lights came on? How would they do in a game situation? And you know what? I know Screen had that one penalty, but I think both those guys showed something out there. And that's another good sign, because when it starts to translate and carry over from camp and practice into a game situation, that shows you something. I know Pat Shurmur told us he was really looking to see those guys in action, and they, you know, they didn't have a ton of snaps, but they were pretty active in the second half, and I liked what I saw in the limited time that the ball was thrown their direction.
All right, time to distribute some game balls. We took a vote from our fans, of course, on ClevelandBrowns.com on our official Facebook page. Surprise, surprise, gentlemen, Colt McCoy dominates. More than 2,200 votes that we got for this. He got more than 2,000 from McCoy, and Chip says, wow, McCoy looked great. 9 for 10, 135 yards, a touchdown. West Coast offense, he reminds me a bit of Jeff Garcia. Bill said the kid was impressive. So those were two comments for that. Joshua Cribbs pulling in a distant second at 93 votes. Titus Brown got some votes, as did Ben Watson. And then everything else was sort of spread all over the place. So McCoy, Cribbs, Brown, and Watson, the game ball choices among our fans. Let's get our game ball votes. We'll start with Doug Deacon.
Well, I think you go with Colt McCoy. I think the fact that, you know, this was his first live shot in a game as a West Coast quarterback. And I think you take it beyond that. I think you take what he did in the offseason to get this group prepared, because they looked like they were comfortable in it. And I think you got to give him credit. On the defensive side, I think I'll go with Titus Brown. I think, you know, they're looking for depth at the linebacker position, and they're looking for people that can make plays. He comes up, he makes a play. I think he was involved in four tackles. And, you know, that's one of the concerns is, you know, who's going to be the backups to DeQuell, because he's had the shoulder injuries in the past. So, you know, it's a good sign to have somebody, you know, step up and make plays.
Andrew Catalan, your turn.
I'll go one offense, one defense, one special teams. I know McCoy is the obvious one on offense, but we'll let the fans have their vote. I'm going to go with Brandon Jackson. I really liked what I saw out of him. 8 carries, 28 yards. He also caught a ball out of the backfield. Just looks very comfortable in this offense. And I think that was a real nice move by Tom Eckert to bring him in. You don't know about Hardesty or how much he'll be able to stay healthy for the entire year. Jackson's going to be a nice compliment to take the load off Hillis a little bit. I liked what I saw to Jackson coming out of the backfield. Defensively, I agree. I'm going Titus Brown for all the reasons Doug just said. I mean, the depth at linebacker is one of the biggest question marks on this team, and if he can establish himself as a guy they can count on, that's going to go a long way in helping that linebacking core. He made 4 tackles and, of course, the big touchdown return as well. And special teams, how about some love for the punter, Richmond McGee, who I also think did a pretty good job holding, and that's what they're counting on him to do this year if he can make this team. But he had a 59-yard punt, 3 punts, an average of 49 yards a kick. So I thought that was a good sign because, you know, with Hodges going down, they kind of had to scour to find this guy, and if he can really come in and do a good job here in the preseason and solidify that position this year, that'll be one less thing the Browns have to worry about.
Well, good stuff there. My game balls, Colt McCoy, pretty obvious one for sure. Titus Brown, I think also fairly obvious on the defensive side. On the special team side, I want to throw one to Jeff Wolfert. I know this guy, of course, will be kicking elsewhere, but he is doing a very nice job for himself, not only in games but in practice, to set himself up for a place kicking job elsewhere in the NFL, because we all know that the spot is well solidified by one Phil Dawson. But I thought he was impressive on his long distance kicking. And I'm going to give a game ball to Pat Shurmur, getting a first win in a first game as a head coach, even though it's not an official one. But it's a nice opportunity that he got that team with his coaching staff ready in a short amount of time to give a very credible first effort. He was even 1-for-1 on his challenge flag. And you, Andrew, had brought it up in the meeting about pulling out that red flag. And he sure enough did in the game and got a call reversed on a reception by the Packers.
Hey, he's batting 1,000. You know, that's an underrated part of one of the adjustments he has to make as a head coach for the first time, just dealing with communicating in the booth and when to throw that flag. So he's off to a good start. He threw that red flag right out there.
You know, you go against a team that's defending world champions, a team that's loaded with talent, obviously. 10 practices, you got to be a little concerned. But I tell you what, Pat Shurmur, I think his ability to communicate with the players,
yep,
and his ability to, you know, the poise that he shows out there, I think it reflected in the play of his football team.
I agree, guys. Very good stuff all the way around. Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network, of course, former Browns offensive lineman. Andrew Catalan, he is, of course, handling the play-by-play for Channel 3's television coverage of the preseason, working in place of Jimmy Donovan temporarily here, and we appreciate his great work. More coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
ESPN Cleveland's traffic.
271 southbound slow from Rockside down to Route 8. 71 southbound back in Bagley towards Route 82. Reminder for you, movie filming continues. Now it's East 9th between Bolivar and Euclid. They've expanded out from Prospect. You have to make a right turn at Bolivar to East 14th. You might as well just take East 14th. Euclid both directions will be closed on and off between East 6th and East 12th again for the next couple of weeks for the movie shooting. I'm Libby Rhodes, ESPN 850 WKNR traffic.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick.
All right, back to you, Jane.
Let's try That's My AAA for $400.
Answer is 24/7, when you need it, where you need it.
What is AAA roadside assistance?
Right, keep going.
Let's stay with That's My AAA for $600.
Answer is instant savings at hundreds of restaurants, hotels, and stores, free travel planning, and great rates on auto and home insurance.
What is what you receive when you're a AAA member?
You're in the lead.
Already a AAA member? Don't forget to renew. Not a member yet? Join now at AAA.com or any nearby office.
Folks, as a homeowner, I'm always looking for affordable ways to improve my home. And for the month of August, Bill and Mike at Universal Windows Direct have two incredible offers for homeowners. $200 off on each of their energy-efficient vinyl replacement windows. And they're taking $2,500 off on their exceptional vinyl siding. Plus, Universal will give you 0% financing for 24 months. And be sure to ask about the 2011 Federal Energy Tax Credit. For a free estimate, call 216-518-8900. With Universal Windows Direct, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
The park that pushes speed to the limit on the coaster track is bringing in the drivers who do the same on the race car track. Cedar Point's firing up our engines for the fourth annual Wheels of Thunder racing event from August 16th to 18th with the most rip-roaring fun yet. You're always in the fast lane to thrills with new 301-foot-tall windseeker. Top Thrill Dragster, Maverick, and all of Cedar Point's rocketing rides. But the fun doesn't slow down there. Gear up for the chance to meet racing's finest, including Johnny Sauter and Matt Crafton on August 16th, Juan Pablo Montoya on August 17th, and Matt Kenseth on August 18th. And when you're not cresting those massive coaster hills or meeting your racing heroes, check out the soaring Goodyear Blimp. You might even win a chance to ride on it. Don't let Wheels of Thunder speed past you. Come to Cedar Point August 16th to 18th. For ticket deals and more info, visit cedarpoint.com. Cedar Point, ride on.
When people come to Nemacolin Woodlands Resort, they expect to see a nice golf course. What they don't expect is a 7,500-yard-plus par 72 grab-the-jugular Pete Dye championship layout that tested some of the world's best golfers with giant boulders, long plush fairways, rolling greens, and no less than 12 holes where your ball can take a little dip. Expect the unexpected at Nemacolin. And be sure to visit nemacolin.com for some unexpectedly sweet Mystic Rock golf packages.
We should have bought rights to the word craftsmanship before it became so overused. Hired lawyers to protect it and keep it true. Like the true craftsmanship of the 2011 Jeep Grand Cherokee. With an all-new world-class interior, best-in-class 4x4 capability, and a powerful new 290-horsepower V6. Legally, we may not own the word craftsmanship, but Grand Cherokee continues to own what it stands for. Now get a great deal on the 2011 Jeep Grand Cherokee at the Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram Summer Clearance Event.
Well-qualified lessees get a low-mileage lease on Grand Cherokee Laredo 4x4 for $299 a month for 39 months with $3,220 due at lease signing, tax, title, and license extra. Based on automotive new segmentation, call 1-888-925-JEEP for lease details. 25-cent charge for each mile over 32,500 miles. Offer requires dealer contribution and lease to Wally. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 9-6. Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group, LLC.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. A reminder, you can check out my daily blog on clevelandbrowns.com. It's called Carucci's Corner. I urge you to go there and check that out. And Ask Vic questions. You send those to our Facebook, official Facebook account, and our official Twitter account, both, of course, on clevelandbrowns.com. And let's answer some of those questions right now. Ron from Facebook, what impressed you the most on the defensive side Saturday night? Well, Ron, I liked the sound tackling technique that was displayed. Guys were wrapping people up and putting them on the ground. Okay, we see big hits a lot of times. Players want to go for the big hit a lot of times in the NFL, college ball as well. That's because they want to get on SportsCenter. I like players who wrap people up and actually make the tackle, because sometimes you're going for those big hits, you miss. It was pretty impressive, by the way, that that technique looked as solid as it did after only a couple of weeks of work together. Very impressive with a new defensive scheme. And very impressed with Jubal Sheard, by the way. I thought he handled himself very well for a first outing. The guy is so persistent, brings it on every snap. Big, tough, instinctive player. And I think his play, and that of fellow rookie defensive lineman Phil Taylor, reflective of how, for the most part, this new scheme of Dick Geron is fairly basic and easier for younger players to digest and execute. Mike from Twitter, should fans be excited about the win in the preseason game, or could we be getting our hopes up too early? I say be happy and enjoy this. Life's way too short to always be worrying about your favorite football team. But look, it was a first preseason game, so a certain amount of caution is in order. No game planning was done. Teams didn't play all of their starters. Players are generally giving a different level of effort in a game like this than they give in a regular season game. So I like what Pat Shurmur said. It's a start. There's still a lot of work to do. All right? Want to thank, of course, Colt McCoy. Want to thank Bernie Kosar. Want to thank Doug Deacon and Andrew Catalan. And, of course, Jameer Howerton and Kristen Ribelli. We'll do it again tomorrow. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.